Hello, and welcome to My Tiny Bottles, the podcast where I'm exploring my grandmother's legacy of miniature liquor bottles, one tiny bottle at a time. I'm your host, Tammy Coxon. Oh boy, it's a tiny bottle of Bacardi. And not just any Bacardi, but a flavored one. Bottle 58 is Bacardi O, an orange-flavored rum. It's in a plastic bottle with a giant orange O on it, and the words Original Orange Rum Liquor underneath, in both French and English, so this one must have been bought in Canada. Now, if you've followed me to My Tiny Bottles from my cocktail class business, Tammy's Tastings, then you will probably know that I am, to put it politely, not a fan of Bacardi rum. At least the basic white rum. There's just something about its flavor that doesn't work for me. And I think doesn't work for a lot of other people. A lot of people think they don't like rum because they've only ever had that one. But while I might not appreciate their product, I do appreciate their story. As a company owned by the same family for seven generations, they have escaped being bought by a giant multinational organization by becoming a giant multinational organization. Today, they are one of the largest spirit companies in the world, and their portfolio includes 200 different labels across a few dozen brands. Their story starts in Cuba. When we think about Cuban rum today, we think about Havana Club. But before the Cuban Revolution, Cuban rum was mostly all about Bacardi. That's because they introduced a number of innovations to rum distilling that really changed what rum looked and tasted like. Bacardi was started by Facundo Bacardi Masso in 1862. At the time, rum was considered pretty downmarket in Cuba, and Facundo wanted to raise its profile. He experimented with different local yeast strains, eventually isolating and cultivating one that's still used by Bacardi today. He created his rums by blending a robustly flavored distillate with a more refined and delicate one, which allowed him to create a more balanced rum with a flavorful but light body. And, most importantly, Bacardi was the first company to produce white rum by charcoal filtering an aged rum. Before then, white rums were just straight off the still and unaged, and were generally much harsher. All of this meant that compared to many other rums on the market, Bacardi's clear color and light-bodied style was a revelation. And because it was so much better tasting than other brands, many cocktail recipes would specify it by name. This included the eponymous Bacardi cocktail, invented in 1917, which was a daiquiri made with Bacardi rum, usually with a little grenadine added, but sometimes not. In the 1930s, the company actually took two New York City establishments to court for making Bacardi cocktails with other rum. And in 1936, the New York Supreme Court ruled that Bacardi rum was unique and uncopyable and was the only rum that could legally be used in the drink. Look in the show notes for an amazing article all about that case. Despite struggles to stay in business through the series of wars that rocked Cuba in the late 1800s, by the 1920s, they'd opened a second distillery. They began expanding to other countries in the 1930s, first into Mexico, then Puerto Rico, and the United States in 1944. The 1950s were a time of massive political corruption under Batista, leading the company to move its assets, including the formulas and proprietary trademarks, to the Bahamas. Then, along came the Cuban Revolution. Originally, the Bacardi family supported Castro and his comrades. But as the politics and leadership of the revolution changed, the Bacardi family soon found themselves fiercely opposing it. In 1960, after successfully overthrowing Batista and in keeping with communist ideals, Castro moved to nationalize private industry in Cuba, seizing the Bacardi property and assets without any compensation. The same thing happened to Havana Club, which is why that rum brand is owned by the Cuban government today. But thanks to Bacardi's international expansion decades before and their forethought moving the trademarks, the company was able to survive and rebound. Today, they have locations in several countries, with their flagship Casa Bacardi located in Puerto Rico. Their innovations didn't stop there. In 1995, they were the first rum company to release a flavored rum. Now, it wasn't much of an innovation, since flavored vodka had been around since the 80s. But Bacardi Limon was hailed as the most successful spirits launch of all time, which included a business section cover story and a two-page spread in the Miami Herald. Perhaps, though, they should have stopped there. They didn't, of course, and today Bacardi boasts a lineup of 9 flavored rums on their website. Notably, none of them are orange, or even O. The product in my tiny bottle appears to have been launched in 2002, mostly drunk as O-bombs in the early 2000s, and seems to have disappeared altogether by the early 20-teens. Since Grandma stopped collecting in 2006, that would put the date of this one from between 2002 and 2006. Can't say I'm excited about tasting it, but it will probably be entertaining when I do. So be sure you don't miss that episode by subscribing or following the podcast. Are you a Bacardi fan or a hater like me? Leave a comment at mytinybottles.com or find me on social media at mytinybottles on Instagram and Facebook, and as my name, Tammy Coxon, on Blue Sky. Cheers! This episode was produced by Lester Graham. The theme song is Snooter by Josh Woodward.